Yo, what up? I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet. You scary.
Hey, yo.
We got a very special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. We have Mr. First of all, let me tell you who he is. He's a comedian. He's an actor, producer, director. Does a year-end comedy, rap every year. He's a freestyle battler. You know what I'm saying? He's also a business owner. He has multiple locations that you can rent spots to shoot. You say how much?
Just two.
I know, but that's still multiple. It's multiple.
Multiple.
Shoot your content. He has a kitchen location, which is very difficult to find in L.A. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. My good friend, Mr. Dion.
Stand up. What's that mean?
I have a kitchen.
You know, like people doing like kitchen shows,
like a show kitchen?
And stuff like that.
Yeah,
he has a location that has a kitchen in it. So you
like
can actually,
to shoot at?
Yeah.
You never told me that.
Well, I mean, how do you say that? Hey, Pat, I have a kitchen.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how you say that.
Well, I mean, out of all the things he's requested.
Well, I mean, you let people shoot there, right?
Yeah.
So I would assume you shopped it to producers.
Well, you know what? And I have not. Well, only time I got to really talk to you in person was on like Squadcast. So I can't be like, hey, before we get started, Pat, let me tell you some things too.
Dion just hit me up though. He was like, he's trying to get more black creators.
Black and brown.
Black and brown creators in this space. And we're supposed to go take a look at it. Maybe today or tomorrow, go take a look at it. Just to check it out, because he has like another little loft area that would be dope for like a daytime show or something like that.
That's really freaking cool. Really, I mean, nice. You're right. I don't know when you would naturally bring that up, but we just so happen to be looking for kitchens to shoot at. So.
Yes.
Absolutely. Check it out. Like, and then like the loft spot, it's got like the piano and all that type of shit. This is a very beautiful decor. So. Yeah.
And that's
black
the shooting
on,
or you live
there?
Both.
Oh, okay. Just like depending on the day.
Yeah. man, welcome back, man. Y'all can go ahead and start throwing those
genres
in and suggestions for the theme song.
Oh, shit.
You know how we get down with that, man. Shout out to the Scary Squad there in the building. We had the people pull up to the shows this past week from the Scary Squad too, man.
Hey.
It was a lot of fun. This was a long stretch. 12 days on the road.
That is very long.
I'm proud of you, brother.
Man, thank you, man. 13 shows in 12 days. 2 days off. And a lot of moving around. My merch never came.
Oh.
My merch was shipped out Friday. I was supposed to receive it Monday in Cincinnati. Because we had a show Tuesday in Cincinnati. I was checking the tracking all weekend long, and it just never showed anything. It's like it's on its way to a facility. What happened was, Farron shipped the stuff at the store. The chick grabbed the merch, rang her out. It was supposed to be for USPS. The chick grabbed the box, put it in the UPS pile, and from there, UPS came and picked it up. So it's at one of their hubs, but they have no way of locating it because the tracking number isn't attached to the UPS system.
To be fair, USPS is not, it's very similar.
No, but here's the thing. That's not the problem. The problem, because they work with USPS. The UPS stores work with USPS for some deliveries. Even though they discourage people from doing it, they do that. The problem was this chick inefficiently did her job. She was not supposed to put it in the UPS file. I mean, pile. She just put it in the wrong pile, so
I'm sure they color coded.
Well, I mean, the tags look different, the piles are different.
Because I'm sure this happened before.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a sign USPS and then UPS.
UPS
and she just was
fully
like,
brown,
I'm going to do what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So what can brown do for you?
I kind of feel like thousands of dollars in sales. Whoever came second by naming their business, they're an asshole.
Petty. Oh, UPS, huh? Yeah. USPS. USPS.
Just in case y'all get
confused.
USPS
came first.
Yeah, USPS
that's the
was
United
definitely
States
first.
Postal Service.
Yeah, that's been around.
Y'all could have went National Postal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't do us like
no
this,
states.
Man.
United Postal Service.
It's been a couple of times somebody said, you must ship it off on UPS, and I went to USPS, and I was like, fuck, I forgot the A. Or whatever.
This has an extra S.
Yeah.
This place has an extra S.
Man, I'm exhausted, man. I lost. I never got my merch.
So what was you doing at the merch? You
just wasn't there. I was there for the first weekend. I was there for the first weekend, and then I did one more show with what I had left. And then after that, I just wasn't at the merch table no more. I stopped going. So I lost $100 of merch, which would total to like $1,000 of sales.
He was in the green room like this.
Man, I was fuming, bro. I was really fuming. And like the day that I figured out what happened, I was so mad because Kevin and merch had got lost too, but they didn't came like right as we leaving the hotel, right? So I'm in the sprinter. We headed to the next city, and I'm just fuming, right? I'm just sitting, fist balled up. and Kev and Josh are trying to talk to me to calm me down. But I'm playing like old 50, yeah, right? Because I want to stay mad.
Hilarious.
Until
you wanted to.
To stay mad until the office opened out here, but it's like 3 hours behind. So I have to keep my upset because I don't want to calm down and be civil. I wanted them to hear the upset. I wanted them to hear the disdain in my voice. So I had to just. They were trying to show me stuff. Kev was showing me. Remember the website Dictress? I told you about the penis where they.
That's
adjustment.
What he pulled out to cheer you up.
Yeah, he got this.
Look at the leather jacket.
It almost got me, too.
Top hat.
It almost Monica. Got me. This one, it was a veiny one with a dress on. I was like,
do you realize that forcing yourself to stay mad for 3 hours is so much worse to you than whatever you could have said on the phone?
Absolutely. I did not care, Pat.
Yeah.
I was that upset. I mean, I went off and I pulled out all the technological and business jargon I could. I pulled from everything I learned in business class in college. I was throwing all type of jargon out there to try to throw them out.
Where's the merch now?
No one knows, Dion.
I didn't know if it like,
I still
it
haven't
finally
got to
the hotel
no.
or something.
Damn.
No, it has not, man. No? I just got to take that L, bro.
I'll go to like a black bookstore and be like, hey, send it there. And then be like, hey, if y'all want my merch in that city.
A black bookstore?
I'm just trying to give it, or a black coffee shop. Black business, you know what I'm saying?
Just so that they can have a box that says "to here" on it. Take one,
please. No, and cash at
so
me.
Mad.
Help me.
I like 7-Eleven hot dogs. I don't know what Bertie was talking about.
More, Bob? Oh, sure. I want more. I'm not paying a goddamn thing. Small, large, X.
I'm still a little pissed about it. I ain't gonna even hold you. I'm still a little mad about it. But I had a lot of good news come over the week. Like, which is going to transpire the next couple of weeks. So I was trying to, like, just take that in stride and let it go. But I'm still pissed about it. I was so flustered before we left. I left my Bose headphones at one hotel. Left something else at another hotel. Because I was just so flustered,
because
bro.
You were playing old 50 Cent and making yourself upset, like, more
Shut
mad.
Shut up, nigga!
Oh. the 50 dance?
Yeah.
Or this, when they would just go like that and the chains would be in sync. It's like niggas synchronized swimming. That's great.
I was so mad.
What if you found out that your clothes was like helping a homeless fleet of people?
Fleet?
Like it was like, fleet. Thank you, more mob. You saved our life. It's freezing in Cleveland, man. Thank you,
they
man.
Still finna
because
be cold.
Of you.
Them short sleeves ain't gonna do shit for that cold in Cleveland, Toledo, Cincinnati. It was cold, cold, man.
It's
nigga.
A whole documentary on this right now in Cleveland right now. Whoever left these clothes, these
bars. Hilarious. Like in Africa, the merch of the wrong team that wins the Super Bowl and they all have that.
Man.
More mob.
Child
I was
soldiers.
So mad. I'm still mad.
Buffalo Bills, baby. Buffalo Bills all day.
I was pissed, bro. I ain't gonna even hold y'all, man. I'm still a little. Still a touch. And they was like, well, you can come back and get your money back and get a refund. You goddamn right I'm getting a refund.
Why wouldn't I?
Now, who gonna refund me for the $700 of merchandise that y'all lost?
Yeah.
And the chick, I'm coming. You best believe I'm going up there today. I ain't had a chance. I just landed. I came straight to work. But as soon as I finish this podcast, I'm going up there and talk to Rachel. Rachel, I'm coming for your motherfucking ass. They was like, oh, she's new and all of that shit. But who the fuck trained her?
Rachel 6'9".
But I want the trainer and Rachel
like,
there when I get that motherfucker.
What your little ass gonna do? It's my first day, goddammit.
Damn.
She's 6'9".
Bro.
Rachel?
I'd have to adjust my tone if I get that Rachel 6'9".
Right? Yeah, I switched the boxes. What, nigga?
Listen, I'm going to have to do the old school. I'm going to have to do it like, where she at? Tell that big bitch to get out here real quick.
Nigga, I got it on me too. What you want to do, nigga?
I'm like, fuck.
That's worst case scenario. You
oh,
fake a gun?
Man.
Nigga, what you want to do? I'm ready to die.
We can play duel.
Actually.
We count back to 10. Let's go.
Blame duel? Nigga, somebody's dying.
She turned around. You just left. One, two. You hit the door.
You hit Peter Patterson.
Shit.
You walk fuck in, she had your shirt on.
They,
like,
they
yeah,
not
so
really
I'm
putting no.
The
she, you get there, she has the
she
shirt,
has
on.
Shirt on. Yeah,
yeah, nigga. What's
and one
up?
Wrapped up in a
man. I'd be so damn mad, bro. If I can't scare her. I ain't seen a whole lot of genre suggestions. I saw anime intro, and I saw
E-40
style,
anymore,
and I was thinking we should do 50 Cent style, and I just saw Chris Sullivan said that too. So I think let's just do 50 Cent style, like old 50.
What's old 50? Like Get Rich or before that?
Get Rich, Die Try.
Okay,
yeah, that right there. But it's still a solid fucking album.
So good.
It's hard to like for me to like really get behind 50 because I just feel like all he does is troll and shit. But he's a good businessman in certain areas. But it's hard to get behind like his antics sometimes. But that first album, bro, that Get Rich or Die Trying.
Did your voice crack? Because
it's sentimental to me, man. That shit had me get through the gym. That shit get me through the gym,
I was obsessed.
Man.
Yeah,
Mini Man.
Anything 50, I'm watching it. Yeah, listening. That was just great.
And strangely enough, we were in the first city we went to was Columbus. They had Get Rich or Die Trying on the Showtime app, and I was watching that too. I watched it like 3 days in a row. I was just like, that was a good movie, man. I really fucked with Get Rich or Die Trying.
He just delivered. It was like him and Eminem weirdly like threw in their first acting. Yo. Roles and I was of like, the, man, the you guys are really good.
Yo, Eminem was a really good
Eminem.
He was really good.
He was really good at being himself.
Do not act, just play yourself.
That's
read
true.
The lines as you would say it.
That's right. If he did a period piece at first, it was like Renaissance in Eminem.
He has not changed an accent. He hasn't did like a genre. He's like, I'm going to be a thug in every movie except that what the
who?
50 Cent. Hmm. Except that prison escape movie or something like that.
Mm. He also feels like he's himself. In every movie.
That's what I'm saying. You know? In every movie, he does not... I knew that was coming. I knew that beat was coming.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what song we were going to do it to.
Was that...
Birthday.
I was in the club?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a funny instrumental.
Yeah.
Like, if you play that without 50 Cent on it, you're like, ew. You picked this?
Boom, boom.
Just hear like a bunch of white people playing. I hate when they try to mash that shit up. You just see like these old ass people like.
Hey, low key though, one of the funniest videos I've seen all weekend was Cam from Dormtainment did Waka Flocka. He did a ballad of Waka Flocka's.
That sounds great already.
Was it Hard in the Paint?
Hard in
the
Paint, yeah.
Oh my God, bro.
Yeah.
He sang it. Dog, that shit had me so fucking weak for like an hour. I was just sitting there blasting it off to people. Like, damn it.
Kings of that.
I was like, please do more of these. These are so great. Okay. We doing a 50 Cent style intro. Dion, you familiar with our intros, right?
I am.
We just, you know, make it up on the fly. We're trying to rhyme Damn Internet Too Scary with Mary, Harry, Larry, Barry, Dairy.
I understand. Why do y'all do that every episode?
Incendiary.
Y'all do that
incendiary.
Incendiary.
Is that
those fire grenades?
Yeah.
That's how you say that?
Yeah.
Incendiary?
Mm-hmm. I hate that they tried to.
Now we got to figure out how to put that in there.
Incendiary?
Incendiary.
Incendiary.
I am not.
Incendiary.
I can't even
say that. Who's doing the beat?
What did we do last time?
I wasn't here last episode.
And we didn't even get to a song.
Yeah.
We didn't get to a song. It got pretty out of hand quickly. you want me to do the beat?
I did the beat last night. Okay.
I'll do the beat.
All right.
So wait, you want In the Club or you want some album cut? Because I can do any of it.
What you got? What album cut did you got right now on deck?
21 Questions. Man.
21 Questions is a good one.
What up, girl? Your boy Fitzhit. I got 21 tabs open on my computer screen. Coming through, money green. Brand new 6 series, know what I mean. I got my homie Dion Leck, and he's sipping on lean. Looking at some damn Internet, you kind of scary.
Okay.
Got a grenade incendiary. Keep it rocking with my girl Mary.
Hey.
Smoking on the Jane. Like Mary J. Blige, everyday man. My homie Dion Lack about to take the microphone. He really be rapping, so he gonna break it to the break of dawn. Come on, Dion. Oh.
That's a lot of pressure for you, boy, Dion Lack. Gotta sit here and sat thinking in the back of my head because right now I'm about to drop dead Fred. I said, try to think off the dome, but after this, I'm about to go home. Here we go. Gotta flow like H2O. The type of music we moving headed to legendary.
Uh-huh.
We trying to, because it's kind of scary.
Oh, okay.
We chasing each other like Tom and Jerry.
Oh.
But I got a Barry. I mean, Mary, Michelle Obama.
Okay, okay. Well, let's just stop for a second. I was trying to say that I thought that you were going to really. I actually did bad. I did bad because I was like, oh, he finna kill it. So I just.
I can rap, but I can't freestyle.
You can't stop him to be like, hey, man, I thought you were going to do good.
Yeah, damn it. I got flashed on my first time losing my virginity.
We did a whole freestyle battle. Like, it was two groups of comedians against another group of comedians. We're freestyle battling them back and forth over YouTube. Dion was the leader of this shit.
Hey, I can write.
So you had pre-written for everybody in the room?
No.
Or was it a range
battle? We were not freestyling. We were literally, we came in with written raps. Let me live, yo. All
right, fuck that. We finna freestyle again.
I felt exposed.
Nah, we finna bring it back.
Oh,
we're
shit.
We're going to do a simple beat. It's going to do that Mac beat, and it's real simple, Pat. You can jump in. You can start it off, and then I'll kick it off, and the Dion close it. So I'll start the beat off so you can see how the beat goes. Damn, which one was it?
Mac beat.
Boom. Damn. Yeah, Mac the Rapper from No Limit. It was a very simple beat.
Murder, Kill, Kill?
Nah, it wasn't that one. It was like, damn it, I just had it.
Thank you, Kenobi. I was out there killing it. Thank you. Come on. And why you stop him? I hate. Thank y'all, man. I was just getting started.
That was
my interlude.
Shut up.
That was my foreplay.
Dion rapping his ass off, man. I was ready for him.
I can do some writtens.
Oh yeah.
No. Please don't make me. Because the pressure now is like, nigga, that's written. you wrote that?
Yeah, I'd rather just leave the radio station. Just like, hey, watch my writing though.
Just here for next time. For this?
That's for next time. That's why I don't get how like Sway and like all these radios hosts, like how they're able to bully these rappers that clearly aren't ready,
right,
into these horrible clips that live way longer than them, and it's just like, fam, just say you can't freestyle. Yeah. It's so easy.
You like, I heard that on your album, man. What are you doing?
Right, like that. Like you did the single. You just rapped the single.
I was rapping with you. There was a
you included the hook. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Bro, what? At least strip it. You can't say the intro vocals. Dre,
it's funny. You got to one here. It's funny when the chorus come, they try to play it off like, they be like, you know what I'm saying? Because they got to figure out how to get back into the second verse. You know what I'm saying? How y'all feel about that? Y'all good?
It's like, oh, that was an evenly shaped 16, sir, for a freestyle. You know what I'm saying?
Here we go.
Yeah, I feel like being honest is so much easier.
Man.
Be like, hey, I wrote this. This is track 7. Yo. Did you like it? Man. That's the main thing. Did you like it? Because clearly none of us are freestyle.
Man, I hate people say freestyle. I hate that term freestyle. Because it's not, I would say 90% of the time, it's not freestyle.
Well, they changed the definition. Like Nicki Minaj, there was this thing where she dropped something that said a freestyle. And then she got flack for it, and she was like, no, it's a freestyle because I'm rapping to somebody else's beat that somebody's out. So I don't remember when that happened, but
because when people start rapping fast and doing metaphors and similes, I'd be like, there's no way you came off the top of your head with that.
Unless they already had it there, like you got certain words that you like rhyming, so maybe if you're doing it for a while, you got certain...
Black Thought.
Oh, Black Thought was crazy. That 10-minute freestyle, that still blows my mind.
I call that faucet rap, where you can just be like, hey, can you rap? And it's like a faucet. Yeah, you just turn on, and it's just fire until you decide not to.
Yeah, Common.
But Common, he sounds like he's freestyling.
Yeah,
though,
yeah.
Because he kind of goes old school, and he'll be like, from around the way and up to my towel event, that's to say, but like Black, which he's still great, but like Black Thought is like, how this is,
bro,
like this
it
is like
make
deep
no sense,
how you
though,
referencing right? history.
I'm always enamored when someone can do something like that. I mean, it really just blows me away, and that's why, man, music just, it should be a whole nother language, man. Yeah. And if you love music as much as we love music, then you need to check out Amazon Music, because they have more than 10 million free podcast episodes like this one right here. You can listen to Hilarious Podcast, Smartless, The Week Before Everyone Else, and ad-free on Amazon Music. The Taking True Crime podcast, Dr. Death Miracle Man, is available 2 weeks early on Amazon Music. But Amazon Music isn't just for listening to podcasts, obviously, because you hear we talking about the music right now. They have thousands of music stations and top playlists, get out of here, to stream for free. And no matter what you're listening to, you can go hands-free with Alexa. You know you got that Alexa in your house that somebody gave you for Christmas, and you just been telling her to, like, set a timer and everything. Play some music on Alexa, you understand me? If you like me and you want your music on demand and ad-free, then you have to try Amazon Music Unlimited. That gives you an unlimited access to over 75 million songs, as well as podcasts, music videos, and more. With Amazon Music Unlimited, you can listen to any song anywhere offline with unlimited skips. You understand me? Y'all know me. I'm familiar with making a lot of playlists. I post them on all the streaming sites, so you can listen to this music anywhere you are, download it, listen to it for free, unlimited skips, okay? If you never tried Amazon Music Unlimited, this is a great time to do it. For a limited time, new customers can try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 3 months. That's 90 days, okay? No credit card required. Just go to Amazon.com/DIYS. That's Amazon.com/DIYS to try Amazon Music Unlimited free for 3 months. Amazon.com/DIYS. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime. Terms apply. You know what it is. We in a building. Matter of fact, I feel like a rapper now. I feel like we can get it going now.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going back to it.
Okay. Got to do it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I guess I'll go first. Yes. Yeah. Hey. This is your boy, Lil Enchilada. Let's do this.
Oh, go.
Fire. Open up my laptop because I'm tired. Hey, I threw in incendiary. Burned them to a crisp, my nigga Harry. burnt hairs. Look at my laptop for a bunch of scares. Damn internet, you so scary. Dion Lack. I called you the wrong shit. My bad. Let me go back in. Came through. With Dion Lack on my right, pass it to that nigga.
Okay.
Fight.
Yay. It's Dion with an I. Hi, I'm bringing my Wi-Fi. Hi. That's all.
What? I thought you were gonna give us a.
Yeah. Hello. Let me figure out how to get to a rap. Oh, we slowed it down. Hey, hippie. Don't be laughing over there, making me nervous, making me flaccid.
My nigga Dion, I thought he was going to rip the mic, but he got on this bitch and had stage fright. My niggas from Ohio, Dayton to be exact, came in this motherfucker, can't even rap. My nigga got his hat to the back, glasses on, but he got a microphone and he wasted our time. Anyway, I'ma rhyme till I can't no more. My nigga Pat over there sitting close to the door. My nigga Dion got a 44 in the back, Pat. Every time I get a good rhythm, like, fuck him up! I was like, fuck
the tongue. Did you say he had a gap in his backpack?
Yeah.
I was like,
because he got the launch codes over there. Little trailer thing right there.
I started looking around when the producer get nervous. Just like, the nigga on the mic brought an illegal weapon. I hope the feds don't break it.
I was balancing, but like, should I give him a written or should I actually freestyle with what Pat just said? I was like, I want to jump off the back of that.
Don't tell
us
what happened.
I was like, he's passing to me all the time.
You're acting like we just spit nothing but bars here.
I know, but I was like, God damn it, here it goes.
Okay.
It's like I struck twice out. I was like, damn it.
It's comedy.
The pressure of Dion, he can do it. He's really good at this.
The freestyles be a 6 or 7 average. You're okay.
Yeah. Nobody really killed
you. You're okay.
I hate the pressure.
Nobody.
Well,
really
happy Thanksgiving, guys. Yay. I guess I never said that. It's Thursday. If you guys are watching on the tube. I got some Thanksgiving facts.
What you got?
You guys want to hear some Thanksgiving
facts?
Absolutely.
Let's go.
Because it's funny. I realized this yesterday when I did Trivia Mob. Black people are not part of polls or stats ever. I don't know any black people who have been a part of any polls or any of this.
Yeah.
So just all these facts, just take into account. It's probably not
Something
anybody
sense.
We know. How about how much money do you think people spend on Thanksgiving turkeys every year? Like the average, like per person, what is their spending over the Thanksgiving break?
On just food or just everything?
Just Thanksgiving, just their average, how much they spend on food.
Oh. Just food in general? Okay.
One family?
Average person.
I mean.
$65.
Okay.
You said one. Is it a person? Something like, is there, are they feeding a family or just a person? Like, is they just going to Boston person. Market?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming family.
Okay, I would say
Thanksgiving feasts.
I would say $200.
312. 312. Also, people eat around 4,500 calories, which would take 10 hours and 2 minutes on the treadmill to burn off. Which is like,
wait,
I didn't
each
know.
Each person takes in 4,500 calories?
Everybody takes in on average about 4,500, which would take 10 hours on a treadmill. I didn't know calories were that hard to get rid of.
That's over a pound. 3,500 calories is 1 pound.
That's just 1 pound?
3,500 is 1 pound, so it's a little bit over.
10 hours?
What if you drink some smooth move immediately after that?
Is that boo boo?
Yeah. You push that right out of there.
I mean, that doesn't push the calories out because your body takes it.
Pushing out the waste.
It's not how digestion works.
I also did not know that people were setting fire to houses on Thanksgiving. I guess because of the frying. Mm-hmm. But $26 million worth of property loss every single year.
Almost as much as the groceries.
Of what?
You said that's how much they're burning down the house.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to
I get it. But that 10 hours thing kind of made me upset because I'm just like, damn, you got to work out that much. I don't know.
Are we walking or running? I can do that.
Yeah,
watch the game.
Depend.
You ain't going to walk for no 10 hours, Dion.
I'll watch a football game.
To
walking
lose 1 pound? You ain't going to do it. You ain't going to do it. Bless your heart, but you ain't going to do it. I ain't going to do it. 10 hours? Hell no, man. I'm reading my trainer every day this week, too. I was like, even on Thanksgiving, he was like, I'll be there. I was like, fuck. This nigga don't take no days off, bro.
No, that's their whole thing. They have to be like, you know, those are the people who post in the gym on Thanksgiving.
No days off.
Yeah, no days off. Man. I don't believe in just stuffing yourself. And it's just like, okay, let people eat.
I'm going to tell you what, I stopped eating like that to the point where, like, you know, I get the itis. Because, like, you think about it, like I've said this before, like, the itis is basically your body shutting down to process everything you just put in you. Mm-hmm. Like, you ate so much, your body was like, all right, let's shut down these arms, these legs, shut down these eyelids.
No!
Dang, that's crazy.
Let's just focus in on this bullshit he put inside of us.
I never thought of it like that. Dang.
Your body has to shut down to try to process all
the shit
you just put in.
I thought it was like, yummy. Ah, sweet.
Stop it.
That's a lot,
the one
man.
Sin no one actually, like, talks about is gluttony. No one talks about, like, hey, let's not play with God, man. Gluttony is a real thing, man.
Yeah, that's like one of the, I mean, in the depictions of hell, that's like a whole floor, like gluttony.
A floor?
Yeah, you know how there's like seven layers?
One of the seven. I didn't know it was a level.
Yeah.
I knew
yeah,
hell
it's just,
was.
It just rains shit all day.
And boy.
Yeah, because people just eat.
Shit covered hot fries.
That's funny.
Mm.
It's a lot of fat pastors that don't preach about gluttony.
No, for real, though. Gluttony might be the most
they talk
done
about
sin.
It's not just with, it's not just with food, like gluttony can like people that are
consumption in general.
Yeah, consumption, like people like just money and just holding on to shit like anything. So yeah,
what about gluttony of information?
Well, I guess that would be greed, though.
Oh, that's true.
See,
well, greed is like you'll do anything for it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so gluttony is specific to eating. It's the habitual greed or excess in eating.
Well, I'm gonna shut the fuck up.
Again, Mary J. Blige. Damn it. I'll
Janine,
be believing
bro.
You,
man. Her name is
I'll
Janine,
be
Mary
you.
Janine Blige.
That is a very untalked about sin.
Right. No one's gonna be like, hey, man, let's not do this, y'all. I would hate to be a pastor that try to preach the gospel on Thanksgiving. Hey, y'all, make sure y'all use saucers today, okay? No plates.
We're gonna get
small
portion size. Portions.
Shut your fat ass up, Pastor.
You right.
All right. Just
trying
today. To save your soul.
Just
trying
today.
To save your soul.
Can you imagine you were in line for heaven and you didn't get in? They were just like, remember those loaded fries? You're like, damn it. You remember those loaded fries? Get your fat ass in hell. Take your fat ass
get
to hell.
Get your fat ass in hell.
Take your fat ass to hell, fatty. Remember those
you,
nachos?
You have saved the world. You have
Martin Luther King.
Fries.
Martin Luther King. You know that funnel cake? Yeah, get on.
Wait,
there.
Wait, it's my birthday, man. Come
at
on,
the
JC.
Selma Fair.
Come on, JC. Look out for your boy. I love the carb intake, man.
If food is in it, then I don't know. I might have lost it already.
Yeah. He fed him to death. Fed him to death on the movie 7.
Did his, like, stomach explode?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
Yep.
It's
It's not a bad way to go.
It's a horrible way.
What if you take whatever killed you with you to heaven? And so, like, now you in heaven forever. Well, actually hell, because you go to hell for one of the seven deadly sins. But you in hell forever, and you always got the full feeling. So on
that.
Top of it being hot,
damn.
Your stomach hella full.
But you can't boo-boo because you don't have a butthole up there?
Oh,
I don't know why
man.
I didn't take that away.
That's the only bad one, though. Other one is, like, you can't be prideful. It's like, hey, I'm too good for you. You know how?
Nah, you be proud. Yeah, you like, no, it's over this way. You keep falling off a cliff. It's just an infinite loop of you falling off a cliff because you don't want to take directions from somebody because you're wrong. Like, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna go this way. Nah, fuck that. I'm gonna go
this
way.
Can't fall off a cliff.
Yeah. Land on a cloud. It's not that bad.
You just above you. Like, I told you.
Right after you're out there killing people. Like, you motherfucker. And then nobody's there. Like, you motherfucker.
Happy birthday to Leah. She's in the Scare Squad. Hey. It's her birthday. Shout out to Leah B.
Happy birthday, Leah B.
Oh, she wants Kim to say happy birthday. She wants her to say it again, Kim. Say it slow. Everybody else be quiet.
Happy birthday, Leah B.
Oh, happy you birthday, heartthrob Leah. You.
And he takes
Leah
a sip.
B.
Yeah.
Yay. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, why wouldn't you have a butthole in heaven?
Because where would you flush?
Yeah.
There ain't no plumbing in heaven.
Right, right. But also, I always wonder when they say in heaven, they be like, whatever you do on earth, it will translate to the riches in heaven. Like, is there a mansion level? Is it like
I thought you couldn't catch your riches, take your riches
right,
with you.
But they're saying whatever you do on earth will translate to the amount of a reward in heaven. So I was like, is it like a... Like different levels, like
oh, you if
know,
you do good,
mansion, like streets,
you get a harp or you don't get a harp.
Yeah, you get bigger. Yeah, you get bigger wings.
Bigger wings is like
a class system would be wild,
right?
It's like, man, why? I did the best, so I got this huge, 20-acre thing, and then you know, a guy with a studio apartment was like, damn,
I don't mind being homeless in heaven. It's like
the streets are paved to gold.
Yeah, know? It's like we good.
And here. There's no hunger.
Yeah, rivers of honey.
So you really
you gotta work for nothing.
Yeah, you're really just like outside.
I pass. With a D. Like, I made it to heaven on the D. I was living to the end.
So wait, if there was a class system in heaven, eventually there'd be a hood, which means eventually there'd be crime, which would be crazy.
Yes. Yes.
Nah, but you just think about doing it, and then Jesus would be like, really, my name? Be like,
come
you're
on,
right, you're right, you're right.
Right,
you're
right. You're right. It's like, hey, don't cross.
You talk about heavenly, though. Let's talk about the everyday earbuds, okay?
Oh,
that is a heavenly sounding music device that is making my life so much better. You understand me? It's never too early to start planning ahead, especially right now. It is the holidays, people, so it's time to get this shopping underway, okay? You can start today because it's never too early to start shopping for the holidays. The last thing you want to do is being caught in the mall trying to figure out what you need to buy somebody on some last-minute shopping issues. Don't do it, okay? Get your Raycon wireless earbuds today. With everyday use, you can use it for working out. You use it for working outdoors or walking outdoors. You can go for walks. You can just listen to music without being disturbed or whatever else is going on in your environment, all right? With seamless Bluetooth pairing and a comfortable noise isolating fit. Noise always messes me up when I try to say it too fast, all right? You can start listening right away and keep listening for hours. The audio quality is amazing, comparable to what you get from other premium brands, except Raycon starts at about half the price. The new everyday earbuds come with 3 new sound profiles to make sure everything you're listening to sounds its best. With just the right amount of bass, you got the pure mode, which is great for listening to podcasts, blues, instrumentals. You got the balanced mode podcast, listening for rock and heavy rock metal and things of that nature. Then you got the bass mode, great for hip-hop, for EDM, for reggae, all of that type of stuff. So Raycon offers 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life. You got that case right there. You can charge it back up. You good for 32 of them things. They're also built-in mic. Allows you to take calls on your earbuds at the press of a button. So this holiday season, make it simple, all right? Everybody can always use another pair of earbuds. You can never go wrong for them. They're great for listening to music. They're great for taking calls for work or for play or for leisure. On the go, at home, it doesn't matter. This is the perfect gift you cannot go wrong with. Then pick up another pair for yourself, you know what I'm saying, just in case something happens to the one that you already have. You're going to use them every day. Go to buyraycon.com/DIYS today to unlock an exclusive deal up to 20% off your Raycon order. but hurry. This offer is available for a limited time only, and you don't want to miss it. That's buy, B-U-Y, Raycon, RAYCON.com/DIYS to unlock up to 20% off your Raycons. Buyraycon.com/DIYS.
Shout out to Raycons.
Yeah, dear.
And Ray J. All right, so Thanksgiving. 65% of Americans actually want an alternative to turkey on the table. So what are y'all, if y'all would swap out turkey as the main dish, what are y'all doing?
Chicken. That's easy.
Big chicken?
Yes.
Okay.
Or several chickens. It ain't got to be bigger. Because I feel like that now is like steroids or genetically modified.
Well, people are doing different things like tamales and duck now and stuff like that.
Barbecue?
Even like barbecue, that's a good one, like a big brisket or tri-tip. I think that's what I would go for. Mm-hmm. I would go for like a brisket.
Are you talking about
this
like from the store bought or actually got a, in the back? You assume they're in the backyards.
I use a barbecue on my patio.
You assume everybody got a patio.
I mean, you can go. Everybody got a barbecue place.
You're in front of a bus stop. Talking about some. Hey, how you doing?
Everybody
y'all doing?
Got a barbecue
Happy
place.
Thanksgiving.
You just order for barbecue.
Even what is it? Boston Market sells barbecue.
Yeah,
you can get it from there too.
Y'all be slipping on Boston Market, man.
Boston Market that rotisserie chicken is hands down the best.
Yeah.
We did that one year. One year we ordered everything from Boston Market for Thanksgiving. We got it. I think the day before, and then we heated everything up in the oven, so we had it low. And we just stayed in the house. We didn't have anybody over. It was just me, Fern, and the kid. And we just, we were very gluttonous that day.
That's my first date move right there. But you cooked this?
It was something like
that. Just to let you know. Just to let you know.
You ordered it, though?
Yeah. And then throw it on the plate. Like, just let you know how your boy gets down.
She was like, where's your rotisserie cooker at?
Hey, come on, sweetheart. Do you want this?
What's with this Boston Market? Whoa.
Was that too much? That's too aggressive?
For the...
You just came in so hot.
You said first date, right? You want this girl?
It was gliding so good, and it came.
Like, could you ask me all these questions, man? Damn it.
That's the case.
It should smell like food in here. It doesn't smell like that much food in here for you.
All these bags and foil by the trash can.
Why do we have plastic utensils? Why are we using plastic utensils?
That's when I flip the table over. I'm like, God damn, I'm out of here. It's your own
flip your own table. You run into the bathroom, close the door. that's what I'm on. Not on the date part, but just like Thanksgiving ordering. Like, we haven't cooked in like 3 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a good feeling too, man.
You don't got nobody's worried about it. Yeah. It's on time. It's good. You don't have to worry about like, you know, being nice around the person who cooked the nasty stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just you know what you're getting. The move now is chef.
Mm-hmm.
For Thanksgiving. Right. Like it used to just be kind of like either just stores like Doolin's that offers it and for takeout. Or catering, but I feel like a chef that gives you like exactly what you guys want, then everybody can just eat and drink and stuff like that.
The move is go over to somebody else's house for it. You know what I'm saying? So that way you got nobody to blame but them. Like, well, we were gonna do something at our house. We were gonna do like a potluck and have everybody bring something. But then I was like, I don't want to have those smells in the house for 2-3 days. So we're not gonna do that. We're gonna go over to somebody else's house and we just gonna have a little function back at the crib afterwards. So if people wanna come over for drinks and like kick back and party like that, then we'll do that. We'll provide the drinks and the cups and all of that, and we'll provide
the drinks
Ubers
and the
stuff.
Cups.
Mm-hmm. So you gotta drink out of your hand.
Potluck is slept on.
No, it's not. Potluck is disgusting.
Well, it depends on who you bringing in for the potluck.
Need to see you have bad cook
friends.
It.
You have bad friends.
Yeah,
no, it's just like people, you do not know how people prepare stuff. And I didn't know that until all these people started doing cooking videos in the pandemic. And it was just like, here, this is how I do chicken meatloaf. And the cat is walking through everything and taking stuff. And they're like, get down, Sparky.
That's
she does this all the time.
That people that smoke weed have these rules about not smoking somebody's weed that they didn't see it rolled in front of them, but they'll eat anybody's cooking. It's like, fam.
You're literally... Nah. Y'all roll your blunts like this.
Right. You are smoking weed, but you're ingesting this food, and you're okay with that? This going in your body too.
No, that's what I said. I want to see them cook it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I want to see
and
just
COVID's
bringing
the
something.
That's fair.
COVID is very much the thing. And people really be sharing joints and blunts after they lick all on it.
Yeah,
I don't understand that at all.
Sharing blunts is very... iffy with me. Because like the way I roll them, I'm like, y'all sure you want this? You can make another Patrick from what's in here.
Man, there's blood DNA in here.
Blood Patrick.
There's
a lot of me in this.
people can share blunts, but they can't share like 40s. You know what I'm saying? Like, cause it's like, hey man, your lips been on it. Like, nigga, we literally just shared a blunt.
Mm-hmm. Basically, shared a kiss.
Right.
Lots of lime on
it. If my lips on like this, and he's like, hey, you want something to drink? Hey man, I'll put my lips on that, dude.
I mean, it really in the moment, gerbophobia, if that's a thing, is so contradictory to everything you've right. done
Absolutely.
Before.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Absolutely.
There have been women that I've like dated that like I'll say like where have your hands been, or like what, I'll ask them some question and they're like, you ate my ass.
Yeah.
Where's the
very valid.
Right.
You know, it's just, and then when you think when you hit with that, you're just like, all
right,
well,
it's the same. Women be like,
does that mean I have
kiss
to be gross
everybody,
all the time?
But they suck dick. You be like,
yeah,
but okay,
all right.
Yeah. So
my lips ain't been in my boxes all day next to my balls. but that's funny. You know what I'm saying? You go right here. Live your life, little girl.
I've always had a problem. I can say I have a problem, but like when I go into a bathroom, I wash my hands before I touch.
Mm-hmm. Same.
The smart. Yeah.
And I didn't do that till recently though.
Right. Cause I know what I have down here. I know how clean I am. Mm-hmm. Why would I dirty hands on there and then wash my hands? I didn't put like
it's a weird
handshakes on me.
I grab the drawers and I like flip it out, like tuck it in.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it fall over there.
like
so all you gotta do is just flip it over.
So when the stream gets low, you just lean forward.
God damn.
Tippy toe.
Yeah, and then
you lift up the boxers and it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's like those cranes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's like those things that pump oil.
The problem with mine is I'm like really close to the toilet, so
okay. Big dick jokes.
And when it goes, it's kind of like a hose, like a cartoon hose. And somebody's trying to hold it like Darkwing Duck or somebody. So I have to hold it with two
hands. Someone walks in after you and they're like, ew, Dion, what the fuck? Urine everywhere.
I think I've walked in after Dion a couple of times.
Damn it, Dion. It's like a sitcom. Damn it, Dion. It's a horrible sitcom. Yeah. Watch me and my enormous dick get into trouble. Me at a Wendy's bathroom. Whoa.
Whoa.
Me at a funeral. Whoa.
You know what I also do? So Pete at the wedding, he's the best man. He's like, Dion.
Damn it, Dion.
Ace Ventura, do not go in there.
Woo!
But that's your dick?
Woo! She's still going to have to stop peeing.
Dion.
Woo!
Watch me fight this case in court. Indecent exposure. Damn it, Dion.
Jail? Oh, God.
Okay. All right, what else we got? Let's get into some scary stuff. Because that's, you know, half of this.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there was a man who was involved in a traffic accident who was declared dead on the scene. Mm-hmm. Okay, so imagine that. 45-year-old man declared dead on a road accident. His family was told, went to the morgue, signed all the paperwork, and after being in a freezer for 6 hours, he woke up.
No.
So his family just came and got all that news, came through the morgue, and he was just like, what up? But 6 hours in a freezer is like, he had to have seen, he has to know what it's like on the other side.
Yeah.
How is he not famous?
Well, that's a good sleep. I mean, it wasn't like 6 days.
I sleep better when the air's on. I get a good
ass.
They
got a blanket on them, too. So
they had a little sheet, too. He's
naked.
Actually, he was probably butt naked. Frozen.
Only problem is he's probably like on a metal bed.
Yeah.
So he got
I've never been on one. What if it was nice?
Probably not.
It's not. Is he in the freezer with cold?
I think so.
What if he woke up after like 4 hours and then put the drawer back in? Like, let me
see. He's actually coming home.
He gets 2 more hours. Tell my family.
Best sleep I've had in years.
Oh, man.
Tell my family.
Is my kids here yet? Okay.
What do you do in that situation? Do lawyers get involved, or is it just an honest mistake?
Yeah, how do they undead him? Because if he's already been declared dead, like, do you got to get a new social security number?
They do that right there at the scene?
Yeah, I don't think they do it immediately. Like,
I know, but like declared, I mean, I don't know, do you like file for like...
I declare he's dead! Remember The Office? Bankruptcy. I declare he's dead!
I mean, imagine if you're all that debt wiped away. You're dead. All that debt gone.
Like, why do you keep dying? The goddamn debt. Gotta wipe that debt off.
I want to be. I want to get into that. Them freezers again. Niggas dying to get that sleep.
How does it? Man, that's the wildest thing. They come to help you and declare you dead, and you still alive. You got to find a way to get some better help
there. Oh, glad he wasn't
thinking of better help.
Come on.
If you guys are feeling like something that's preventing you from getting your goals accomplished or preventing you from just achieving your smile the way you used to, there's something interfering with any type of happiness, anything like that, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You'll be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours, which is amazing. If anybody has done offline traditional counseling, you know it typically takes 2 weeks up to 2 months to actually match with someone. BetterHelp will assess your needs, match you with someone, and they will get you on your way. Now, I have to be very upfront about this. This is not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. This professional therapy done securely online with a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. The service is available, however, for clients worldwide. So that means you can be anywhere in the world. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your therapist. You'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches. Now, what does that mean? That sounds like just like some technical jargon. That means that the therapist that you match with doesn't necessarily bring it home for you. You don't feel a real connection there. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. When I first signed up for BetterHelp, the first therapist I got, I did not match with. I don't know if it was like a level of too comfortable with me. Like, he kept saying, you know what I'm saying, too much for me, like in the first session, and I did not like it. I'm being completely honest with you guys. I'm being transparent, and I didn't like it. And so I sent a message and let you know the BetterHelp team know that I would rather be placed with someone else. And they did it. Like, literally, it might have been 17 hours before they found somebody new for me. So they are really committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change the therapist if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit the website, read the testimonials. They're updated daily. You can go to betterhelp.com/reviews and check those out. But right now, I want to encourage everyone, especially with the holiday season coming on, make sure you are going to this next year with the best step possible, okay? Go to betterhelp.com/DIYS. That's better, BETTER, help, HELP, and join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, there are so many people using BetterHelp right now that they're actually recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. So I want to give you guys a special offer right now. If you go to betterhelp.com/DIYS, you get 10% off your first month. That's right, 10% off your first month. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/DIYS. That's betterhelp.com/DIYS for 10% off your first month.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's do it.
Y'all been hearing about the metaverse, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what the metaverse is, Meta is the new name of Facebook, and they're basically making a whole VR world where you can make your own avatar and basically, you know, go out to the club or bars and meetings and be with other people on the internet with VR glasses. So they just dropped the glasses. They teamed up with Ray-Bans, which was smart because the Google glasses were so ugly they didn't do well. But they just showed a prototype of a haptic glove. It's basically a glove that in the VR acts as a controller.
Mm-hmm.
But the crazy thing is that it lets you feel whatever you're touching.
Oh,
in VR.
This is Ready Player One.
It's literally
it's coming pop
culture.
I'm so ready for it. But I also, like, part of me is like, am I too old? Like, do I care enough? Because I like, now that gaming is so big, but I feel like I've been away from it for so long. Like, I'm not good at shooter games. I'm good at, like, Mortal Kombat. I'm good at driver games.
Yeah.
But that's about it. And I also don't, like spending a whole lot of time doing one specific thing, and I feel like if I got heavily invested in it, it would literally be Ready Player One.
Right.
When people were spending more time in that gaming world than they were in the real world, because you could be anything you wanted to be.
It's
for
annoying
real.
For me when they make it too real, and it's like I go to a game to escape, and now I got to do real world tasks in this game.
Yeah, oh, no, man,
you got to pay every time you log
like,
in.
Why do I have to get tired? Why do I have to eat? I shouldn't have to do these.
No,
things.
I just bought Farming Simulator, and I'm about to get home and get on these crops. Okay, you literally have to do everything from the fertilizer to growing it, doing all that stuff, and then you got to deliver it to the grocery store. Oh man, an escape! You could just be something else that you would never be in regular life.
Man, listen. Are you buying into the metaverse?
Absolutely. Well, really? Because me, I feel like I'm the perfect age for it, because I think that I'm sort of like on the verge of like gaming, and I wasn't like into it like as far back as like Pong and stuff, but I was into it like when PlayStation first started. So I got to see the change. Mm-hmm. And I think that growing up where this is the norm, I would hate that. You know, like growing up and being younger, but also like Tahir said, like being older is kind of like this could be a lot. So I'm ready for this just because I've seen the flip. So I'll know the difference. But
Minerva,
my problem is
she said I want Pat to fertilize me.
Jesus,
she is
okay. All right,
get in that farming.
We're talking about transitions. That was really good.
Yes.
Gracious.
What is her avatar like this?
Hilarious.
Oh, okay. What did
she bends about that? Mm-hmm. Bends about that.
All right.
But what's crazy about this glove is that it's basically using air pockets, and it has plastic on almost like these little plastic things on every part of the hand. So if you are in the VR and you're and let's say that this wasn't here, but this was all in VR. If I were to grab my phone or this, the glove would
sink in,
like basically put pressure on wherever it is, so it feels like you're grabbing what you're grabbing, which is interesting because I was like, would that really feel like it? But I grab stuff now and it's like, oh, if you just put the pressure where it is, it would feel that way. Mm-hmm. So obviously, what everybody first thought about is like, oh, sexual stuff.
Right, like, of course, yeah. But you would have to put it on your vagina, right? Or
yeah, you would need like a dick glove or like a condom.
Mm-hmm,
but that's coming.
Oh yeah, yeah. Black Mirror episode of Black Mirror. Remember that? When
that was weird, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever notice that, like, they had sex the second time they played it? That was really quick.
Well, they realized that I can actually feel this, but can you feel this?
Like, I do feel this.
They
only played it once,
right.
To become fully weird gay
I
with
can
your
see
friend.
It was like 6 months.
Yeah,
I think it was like, a subliminal storyline. They probably had done stuff. Ahead
yeah,
of
yeah.
Time,
yeah, I think it was like maybe they were kind of already feeling each other, but it was just like, man, round two.
Right.
They're like, this is awesome.
Honestly,
can
I
suck you
off? If I was immersed in that, and you'd be like, she's beautiful, and you forget, like, no, the homie. You'd be like,
I'd be like, change characters, my nigga. What are you doing? You got your titties out? Like, this would be so much easier if you were just this big, brawling ass nigga. We were like, all right, fight.
Yeah, yeah.
You over here, like, round one. I thought you were with that,
yeah.
Boing, boing, boing. It's like, hang on, bro. Marcus, said, chill out.
They said the sexual in the game was better than I was like, dude, I would have. Fell out. I would have like.
Oh, it was better.
That's what he said. He's like that connection there was.
Oh, when you say connection,
I mean
that's...
also and the feeling. They actually, y'all making me feel gay now.
Now if the sex is better,
that's niggas, what I'm saying.
Niggas will like, probably start smashing. Not me. I don't mean I'm niggas.
You be like,
but niggas will start
put
smashing their homies.
Please put it on. Please.
I mean, just feel it. I mean,
please.
You got to put it on to see what I'm saying. Let's put it on to see what I'm saying.
Ain't no batteries. Ain't no single player. It doesn't have to be attached to somebody else. Can I just have sex with a random cute fighter?
I mean, imagine when it gets to the multiplayer aspect and you don't know who the people are.
Exactly. Multiplayer, it's a whole orgy.
It's just
like,
a big dude sitting
all my
on the couch and it's tiny whiteies.
Yeah.
Now you have the virtual doctor like, what? Gonorrhea?
Imagine.
She's pregnant.
Virtual doctor. You trying to keep appointments in both worlds?
Hold on. Do I have gonorrhea in the real world or in the virtual world?
Imagine not getting it up in
the brain
in the metaverse.
Makes it
you're
real.
Like, no, come on. Ah, oh, damn it.
This is too real. Why is my real life affecting my virtual life?
Load from last checkpoint.
Little did you know, this game was sponsored by Blue Chew.
Hey, there it is. There it is. Is it?
And that was a two for
is
you.
That,
said,
a real okay,
that was a two for you.
Like,
load from the last checkpoint.
Oh, I wasn't going for that. But,
I see what you did there. I see what you did there, my boy.
shoot off that load from the last.
You think you think titties would feel nice from this? Because I don't think so. Because you got the, you already got the wires and the stuff like that. I can't imagine you go like that and actually feel some nice titties.
You can still feel on your. You have gloves on.
When you feel the nipple, you feel like the width of the nipple.
The width?
Yeah, the width. You know, because there are different sized nipples.
It's technically a condom. So who enjoys a virtual reality with a condom on?
Yeah, I wouldn't.
You're
I'm going raw in the VR world. You right. Got to go raw in the VR.
And whoever watched porn with condoms on.
That's crazy.
It's like, why are you watching a fantasy?
That'd be wild.
In protection.
That would be wild. I remember.
I don't even like watching porn when they're wearing condoms.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If you're watching porn, like, oh,
and they're wearing condoms?
Yeah. Make sure you put the condom on.
You're killing the fantasy for me. The reason I watch this is because I don't want to fuck everybody raw. So now, I'm watching you do it and pretend it's
now me. Now I'm assuming that she has syphilis. It's like, damn it, sweetheart. Why didn't you take care of
that
your
that just ruined condom porn for me.
You watch condom porn?
I mean, I don't search condom porn, but it's like I typically watch porn, and sometimes, you know, they'll have the condom.
I'm switching so fast. I'm assuming, see the stroke and I see that rim, and I'm like,
I'm assuming the doctor, the director was like, yeah, she has something, so you have to work.
Nah, they sometimes people request it for certain people that they work with.
Okay,
there were it was a whole thing about like a lot of white porn stars. Didn't want to have unprotected sex with black porn stars. And so they were making a black guy.
Just don't have sex with them then, man.
Yeah, right?
Recast.
If it's that much, don't. Yeah, I know, right? Don't have a full intimate scene with somebody you just disrespected.
It's so much bullshit and disrespect in porn, especially when it comes to black and white porn. Like, and I used to talk about this on stage. It was one of my jokes. It was like, you know, when you see white porn, it'd be like, busty girl gets taught a lesson after school. And then you see black porn, it's like, big booty bitches taking dick in the face. You like, wait, these bitches are nice too, though. Like, why you gotta disrespect?
They do that for Latinas too.
Yeah, any black and brown community, they just disrespecting. In the
I can't read this on the Sabbath.
Busty, busty porn is very funny. Damn, I had a porn segue, but I don't know what to do now. Anybody else got something else? Anything else about porn? Damn it, I had something, and it was intriguing.
Does it get you to the next topic or what?
No, it was just like something else about porn. I don't know. Let's just go to something else. Damn it. That was a really good topic I just left out there in the stratosphere. All right. Let's talk about Michael Goguen.
Whoa.
Goguen. Tech billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
This dude had a spreadsheet. This is some Tahir shit. He kept a spreadsheet of 5,000 women that he had sex with. Okay? He put them in an Excel, which is hilarious. He owned a local bar. Would take girls out to the bar, and since he owned it, there would be a, quote, boom boom room. So he would, you know, take them to the boom boom room, which seems all good. But now he's being sued for $800 million by four former employees. So probably a creep. I mean, if he did all that, spreadsheet and the boom boom room.
Remove the probably.
I mean, well, the just because this article/article, it's not very, it doesn't go deep into it, but I would assume because they said all this other stuff that former employees, it was something a little creepy. So, I mean, I don't get why these dudes aren't just keeping that shit away from work. Like,
people are idiots.
Like, what? If you're a billionaire, you don't have to go around harassing people at your own company.
It might have been a thrill for them. Like the thrill of getting caught or the thrill of doing it in a club full of people, but nobody knows that you're in there doing the boom boom.
Man, billionaires, man, they live a whole different life.
Yeah, they're not. It's a different set of rules they play by. They're not told. They're not used to being told. No,
anything goes. They've had sex with a lot of people. And it's I need something new. I need sex on a farm on top of a goat. Like they just figuring out like what is weird. Like have you a billionaire? Have you ever had this before? They doing weird stuff like on an island, like them private islands. Mm-hmm. I got nothing else.
That private island gets a little weird.
Ran out of gas fast.
Yeah, it's like I just know how.
No, they
are
definitely
are.
Looking for different thrills because I mean you get a certain amount of money, especially if you were raised with it. Like when helicopter trips were like trips to the Hamptons. Yeah. Was your normal at 8?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Damn. And you've been on ships and yachts all your life. And I say like when you normally get money at like 30, 40, That's the stuff that you try to do. But if you've been doing that your whole life, you're absolutely looking for new thrills and absolutely looking to take it to the next level.
Like having sex in space. I'm sure your boy did that.
That'd be fire.
No, they're not allowed to.
Wait,
not
what?
Allowed. Nope. Nigga, I'm a billionaire.
It's a, no, it's a rule. You're not allowed. Well, I mean, I guess if you go by, if Jeff Bezos did it by himself, maybe.
Right. Astronauts?
Like, astronauts are not allowed to.
Why not?
Because they don't know what's going to happen. Because your body works differently when you're in space and zero gravity.
Oh my God!
Y'all ever
so
heard
wait,
of,
wait, don't shoot out. It stays.
It's international law, happening? I think. In the International Space Station, you're not allowed to have sex.
Well, what about masturbate? Can you masturbate?
I don't know about that.
That, I mean, would be fun as hell. It's like,
I mean, your own room. If I'm in my own room,
no, you don't get
what,
a room.
Was that the person or was that your own
nut? No, that was
yeah.
like the nut. Like,
yeah, it's just staying up in there.
And then you like could this. Just, you could catch it like a firefly with a jar, like.
Put it in the condom. put it in the condom like this and tie it up.
No! Go find a corner, both of you. Scallywags.
You know what bothers me about space? They said the first man walked on the moon like 1968, right?
Hold the second nigga.
What?
The second nigga who was there, he hoed him. Buzz Aldrin, nobody knows about
oh,
him.
Oh, was him.
There was a third guy, too.
Oh, that sucks. So, he was probably in the bathroom.
Why don't we have proof?
What do you mean we
do? Like, it should be videos of them.
There is, where the flag
there
is
video.
But,
blowing.
No, but I don't, why aren't we still doing it? It should be like.
Because it's expensive.
I don't think they went.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like it was staged.
I do, too.
Because it's like
you don't believe in that.
If the 60s, that how technology has changed so much, like it's 2021, we should be going like every other weekend.
My thing is how do you keep something like that a secret for so long? And like you've got to swear 400 plus people, technicians.
It was a whole government thing. I feel like they've kept other stuff secret for that long.
Absolutely,
aliens is real.
Aliens for so long they disputed aliens for years, Cam. They disputed aliens for years, and now they're just like. Oh, by the way, these niggas been here.
I will never put the government above lying to us.
Absolutely.
Like, they've done way weirder stuff than faking a moon landing.
I mean, do you think we've been to the moon at some point?
No.
I don't know.
So you don't think every time we've been?
I think that specific time we did not go. I think it was because it was a race with Russia. Or
That's
was
possible.
It China or Russia?
Russia. Russia.
It was Russia? I think it was because we were just trying to do that. If we did go back, then I think it was something that couldn't be recorded, or else they would.
What if the aliens are actually on the moon, the dark side of the moon? They're like, y'all come back up here. You know we're gonna kill you.
We're gonna fuck y'all up.
That's scary.
You come up here, we come to Earth and really fuck shit.
What if that's what they meant by dark side of the moon?
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Don't go over there. Astronauts got beat up and shit. Hey, don't go over there, man. Don't cross the train tracks.
They got low rider spaceships and shit.
That's the dark side of the moon.
Alien graffiti is just like all hieroglyphics and shit. I'm like, man, they don't take that side of the moon.
Don't go over there.
That's where Uncle Scar and the hyenas are at. Over there.
That's so dumb. No, I think we lied. I for sure think we lied.
Yeah.
Because fucking what? There was AC on the there was AC in that room. That was clearly a studio.
Man. And who took the picture? That's the second person to be on the moon, right?
There were a bunch of guys who won.
Why don't they all have a group picture? Like, I want to be in this goddamn memorial picture.
And they have a timer.
Yeah, it's floating. It's
actually,
like,
yeah, he doesn't. He's got something in his hand that he's taking the pictures with.
Yo, is that far, long ago? Damn.
Those are 60s.
Those ones where you put your head under the curtain?
No.
Well, you didn't need any remote. Like, there was no remote, like, Bluetooth wireless photography. You had if you were doing, like, a wireless thing,
it was attached to
you
the
had
camera.
A cable that was attached to the camera. And
why aren't they doing it now? 2021. Why
what
are
do you
we?
Mean? Because it's
too it should be a parade.
Because it's not
people.
It's not. Why are we going to the moon? What's
dude,
it's not inhabitable.
Bezos and the other dude.
We
rich guy.
So NASA's not even it's government funded anymore. A lot of that's private funding now.
And like, it's evidently
dead.
if it's not inhabitable, why would they go? Because it's a rock. They can't like grow
there's
anything
no reason
on
it.
For it. Yeah,
it's cool.
There's no reason for it. I guess
Man.
It's cool.
Man.
Moon
and
really
in my
cool.
opinion, it's a good thing because we got enough problems here that we got to solve. That we should. I don't care about space.
Yeah,
the dark side of the moon, cold as shit. It ain't never getting no sun. Nah, man, fuck all that.
There's something over there. That's just scary. I thought that I grew up thinking that the moon rotated and we saw all parts, but apparently there's just a part we've never seen before. It could be cracking over there.
Yeah.
That's Freak Nick. Listen, Elliot still have Freak Nick on the Dark Side of the Moon.
Freak Nick.
I've heard it. I've listened to it. And you can listen to it, too.
Come
and
on.
All the cool things like that on Racket, okay? Racket is a fun new app that just launched on the App Store. Racket is the easiest way to record, share, and discover audio stories. Racket gives you 99 seconds to create audio content. Listen, making podcasts is hard. You guys have seen the evolution of where Damn Internet You Scary started. We were in Pat's, in his kitchen when we first started, in the living room. Then we moved to the office, and we were doing it with the computers and the iPhones and all of that. Now we are finally in the studio, but this took a while to get here. With Racket, you can make something in 99 seconds and share it, and it could be funny, it could be entertaining, it doesn't matter. You can share someone else's, you can listen to someone else's, it doesn't matter. Most importantly, it is fun way to tell and listen to audio content. In my first few days on record, man, I heard Pat's story. I think Hippie's on there as well. And I've had fun posting as well. Everyone has a story to tell. And quick, 99 seconds or less, it doesn't matter. Join us on record so we can hear yours. You understand me? Racket just launched on the App Store. So it's Racket like a tennis racket, R-A-C-K-E-T. Head over to racket.com to download it right now. And don't forget to follow me on Racket. It's just to hear more on record. I'm very easy to find. And let us hear your stories, man. Tell us what you did this weekend. Make it fun. Make it interesting. Make it scary. It doesn't matter. Download Racket today. It's on the App Store. Get it and holler at your boy.
So Pat, before we move on from the moon, the way first of all theories that we haven't gone have been discredited, and the way we know is that we've left stuff up there, and you can see them from here if you have a powerful enough telescope.
We left stuff up there from that specific time or another time?
Yeah, you can see the well, because there's no air on the moon. If you leave a footprint, it stays forever.
So I want to see the flag.
You can see the footprints. You can see the flag.
We can see footprints from here?
The landing zone. Yeah, if you've got a powerful enough telescope.
From here?
We can see Jupiter's surface from here. You can see the moon.
How big is this telescope?
He's like, you want to know the specifics?
Big.
That I don't know. He's like,
The moon is the closest celestial object to us, and we can see dozens of different galaxies with telescopes.
And we can see footprints?
Yeah.
And make them out?
Listen, if the satellites in space can see the number on your goddamn license, then I would imagine a telescope
and
would be able to do that.
We've sent robots to the moon. I'm sure they can show you pictures
of
the objects we've left up there.
I'm Googling it.
You please, I did
and
too.
If I don't see a footprint, I'm suplexing you.
Okay,
suplex.
Why go to
or DDT?
You are really into wrestling.
That sound like a dessert. Suflex.
Is it suplex?
A suflex. You've been saying suflex this whole time.
I thought it was suplex too.
Let me tell you something.
S U P L E X.
Is it S U P?
Yeah.
You
thought you've been saying flex. You thought it was
S-U-P-H? I did. Suplex for longer. Also, I thought Rockweiler. I thought it was Rock
instead of Rot.
Rock Rockweiler. Wilder.
Rockweiler?
Rock Wilder.
Were those the only two?
Oh, you thought there was a
That's a funny list.
Yeah, I got a lot
It's
of
a
more.
Very funny list.
Yes.
That nigga said, I'm a suflex here.
I'm blaming on a lisp. I got a lisp, y'all.
All right. Another scary story. Connecticut health officials just put out a warning to the public about fentanyl-laced marijuana. What is happening?
It ain't safe.
Why is fentanyl always the cherry on top?
I mean, it seems like there is some type of genocide trying to happen with this fentanyl.
Absolutely.
Thing. Like spiking cocaine, you know, I don't know really who you're targeting with that, I guess besides cocaine users. But weed?
Everything.
You done crossed the line.
Right.
Well, I know they lace sometimes weed with amphetamines, so you get a higher
meth?
High. Yeah, well, not all amphetamines are methamphetamine or meth.
What other amphetamines?
I don't know what they're called, but there's a category of type of drug.
Amphetamines.
It's like speed. Speed is a generic term for amphetamines.
Wow.
Okay.
But they probably still do. They lace like weed with it, so you get higher, but then you get addicted to the amphetamines, and then you're done after that.
I don't even know.
But can you take fentanyl in a way that like just gets you high and you don't die, or will you die?
If you ever see how much it takes to kill
it
you,
take
I wouldn't.
Why are we adding it to it?
I don't know.
I don't understand that if you're trying to kill someone. Because if there's not like a safe amount to take.
Well, I feel like if a drug dealer, there's no reason to kill their customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, there's no reason for a government to kill their own people, but it happens.
Yeah.
So I don't know what this is, but going from cocaine to weed in the midst of COVID, it seems like something bigger is going on.
Right.
But at this point, it's just people are trying to get rid of people. Because there's been a recent rash of overdoses. I've never heard that word used like that. But apparently 39 overdoses requiring the use of naloxone, whatever that is, for revival were reported in the state since July. In each case, the individual involved said they had only smoked marijuana, but they exhibited opioid symptoms. Dang. This cluster of cases have been dispersed across the state. Some of the marijuana in those cases were tested, and results confirmed the presence of fentanyl.
Did they buy that marijuana illegally, or was that from a legal source?
I don't know, but a lot of people are saying that this is a play to make people just buy legalized weed.
I mean, yeah, you know,
I wouldn't be surprised.
But it's also really
scary. Government kickback now. I would not be surprised. Did y'all hear about? I had read this on Instagram on that little fact page. I love reading these facts about when they were filming Titanic. Somebody had laced the pot of soup or something with LSD.
What?
And on
like
set?
76 actors
Jesus.
Got sick and they were having hallucinations
Damn
and
it.
Shit like that.
Oh, wow.
And somebody tested the soup because that was like the only common denominator.
Soup?
Yeah, like it was something that
so like
they
a
ate
catering kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So somebody just dropped a whole lot in there.
What?
Some people really just want to see the world burn.
For real.
Just crash and burn, bro. It's the same thing like when people be targeting companies and do all these data breaches and stuff like that. That's not just for the company like to inconvenience
security.
Them. But it's like, bro, you are like putting people's business out there too.
Just
you know?
To do it.
Just crash and burn, man.
That's crazy.
It really hit me if it started getting into my Cinnamon Toast Crunch or my ice cream fentanyl. That's not a real problem.
Like, ice cream laced with fentanyl?
like that. In my head, I was like,
that'd
I don't smoke.
That'd just be like, what is happening?
I don't smoke weed. I don't do cocaine. But it's like, okay, now you crossed the line. Now you in my Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
That's when they was like going to the supermarket. Remember that trend where they were licking the ice cream in the supermarket and then they were locking the doors in the supermarket?
Yeah. Trash.
I was like, bro, y'all that bored?
You're not even going to get anything from that.
And then filming it.
Shrimp with cocaine in it recently too, right? I didn't know about that, no. Yeah. Shrimp?
Shrimp? That's the firecracker.
Like, is that from people like dumping so much cocaine off of boats and stuff like that when they get caught? Or
oh
is that,
my god, that'd be crazy.
Transport it and like hide it.
I feel like that's a vegan coming at meat eaters. It's like, I'm gonna show y'all. I'm gonna get y'all to come over.
Put coke in it.
I'm gonna get y'all.
The cocaine shrimp.
That's an expensive.
The cocaine shrimp cocktail.
It is
right.
Expensive.
The expensive way to teach me a hat. Teach me a lesson.
Like, damn, these. These customers have been eating here all day. Everybody's had a table for 5 hours.
Yeah. What's that?
Keenan and them still coming at 4?
Yes, they are.
All right, we got to get ready to wrap this up, guys, because there's another show about to start in a minute, man.
Oh, no.
Do we got one more that we can go out with, Pat?
Yes, we do. Okay, this is actually kind of crazy. There was a woman who died from a snake bite in India. Now, her name was... Euthra, 25 years old, found motionless in bed by her mother, her left arm dotted with blood. Family rushed her to the local hospital in the southern India state of Kerala, but she was already dead. Now, apparently she had been bitten by a highly venomous Indian spectacled cobra.
Jesus.
In her own house, and apparently that is not uncommon. So a lot of times people die like that, and that's the end of it. But... her family grew suspicious and filed a complaint with the police. After a trial, the killer was found guilty and sentenced to life in prison, and that was none other than her husband. Apparently, this nigga uses snakes as a weapon, and that is a pretty intense and genius. I mean, obviously, this is horrible, but it's like... If
have
snakes
snake
are
do
around,
have snake do you don't need to worry about it.
She a snake hitman, right. Yeah. And this wasn't even his first time. This was like he was like a repeat.
You could probably train
snake
it. You could probably train the snake to do it,
or just leave it in the room while she sleeps and go off to the grocery store and come back like, oh, sweetheart, no,
right? Or I just was... like hold her down and do the thing, you know, put the snake up to her, and then just be like, oh my god, I didn't know. But that's just that is really scary. To
it's
die
diabolical.
By murder
that's
snake
very
bite.
Very diabolical, bro.
Murder snake bite. Yeah. That is intense.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't know that people were just kind of like dying by snake like that.
Well, I'm sure if you don't get anything, if you don't get treated in time, you can die from anything.
Oh, yeah. Most of
the snakes and spiders.
Venom apparently kills so many people that Australia has venom milking facilities now. Where they take animals like spiders and stuff like that and milk them of venom for anti-venom.
I thought...
Yeah.
Because so many people die being
venomed. Don't you have to use the venom to make the anti-venom or something?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying as in like you got bit. It's like an emergency room for like, hey, get it out. Like, it's like, ah, come on, we'll milk it out.
Milking?
We'll milk it out for you.
We got somebody that
take your shirt off. My bite's on my wrist. Take your shirt off. Expose your nipples.
That's like another episode of them Internet You Scare Man. I want to thank our special guest, Dion Lack.
He's like, you're going to die. Building, I didn't do anything.
Dion.
I got no venom out. I was just playing with your titties.
You want to tell the people where they can find you at, bro?
Just find me. Find me at DionLack. Just keep searching.
Works on
please, if y'all talk to me, Dion. Dion with an I. I know it's very rare. But I hate the woman version, or D-E-O-N, or the Deion Sanders, the D-I-O-N-N-E. It's like, golly, what?
That's how he spells his name, D-I-O-N-N-E?
He has an E in it, D-I-E-O-N. Yeah. What's funny, people always say, is it Dion? I'm like, why? How did you get that? Like, it rhymes with lion. I was like, I get it.
Dion.
I'm not rhymes, but it looks like lion.
Like Zion?
I was like, ah.
Dion.
Yeah.
Should have went with it. Shout out to Cam on the Cam, man. I always appreciate him being here. And shout out to Hippie Go. She's in the building, brought us some delicious mimosas, too. As always, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you on the next episode of Damn Internet. You're scary.
Later, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Peace. Toodaloo.